Mykola Lukin is a young and well-known Ukrainian painter, graphic designer, and author of Objects and Installations. Born in Odessa in 1987, he studied and now teaches at the Odessa Art College, named after Mitrofan Grekov. Mykola Lukin combines expressive painting, lyrical plots, and fantasy compositions in his practice. In his works, reality is mystified and mythologized. The heroes of the artist's canvases exist in a fragmented, uncertain space where everyday reality is constantly intertwined with the supernatural. Even before the Russian full-scale attack, apocalyptic themes, symbolism, and predictions occupied a significant place in his work. In the center of the large vertical painting Adam and Eve, we see figures of a man and a woman. They stand together as if they are all one. The woman leaned against the man on the left, trying to hide in him. Her face, distorted by horror, is turned towards the viewer. Her rounded eyes are almost unable to look at the revealed evil. A man stands in profile. His intelligent gaze is tired and desolate. Hands are hanging limply, trying to escape the need to protect the woman. He is no longer capable of anything. A boy is standing on the right. His posture is static and aggressive. He is confused and angry. In his right hand, he holds a rope that leads to a toy tank. To the left of the couple, below and behind the woman's leg, a skull can be seen, which, surprisingly, also depicts emotions, pain, suffering, horror. Above, there is a white circle, the moon or the sun. The expressive image of the picture is made in green and black tones. This is how the author depicted the first biblical people who started the entire history of mankind. Depicting Adam, Eve, one son, a petty criminal, Cain, and the skull of another, Abel, the author conveys the fatalism of the situation. They fully realized the consequences of their actions. All the horror that is happening is the result of their sin.